Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here. It is Friday, January 27th. So if you're up doing your early morning commute, you're listening to me on the legendary KWXY. That's 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, home of beautiful music in the Coachella Valley for over 50 years. Or you catch up with me in the afternoon drive time on KKGX, 920 a.m., where I started 28, count them, years ago, or 99.1 FM. I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want it to be the best hour of your day. And after you've listened to the show, you'll be the smartest person in the room. So wear red, eat chocolate, spend an hour with me. I fill the hour with everything I can think of to make your life better. The Joey English Daily Datebook, all kinds of community events. Great mystery songs. We're doing Dolly Parton this week. Great interviews, great giveaways, great music. That would be mine. If there's time at the end of each hour, we play songs I recorded. After we're finished, we post everything to my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. Sit back and relax. I'll drive. You know the drill. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Friday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. What a week. Monday was National Handwriting Day. Tuesday was National Compliment Day. Wednesday was National Opposite Day. Thursday was National Peanut Brittle Day. But it all makes sense today. Friday is National Chocolate Cake Day. In the Daily Datebook, the Palm Springs Cultural Center presents Jazz on the Ocean Floor on the largest screen they've got at 6 p.m. tonight. You know where they are on Baristo. Details at psculturalcenter.org. The McCallum Theater presents their London Spring Theater Tour, May 11th through the 19th. Optional airfare is another $800, but the main tour is $5,395. Info at break-awaytours.com, or remember McCallum Theater, spelled properly, .org. The Creative Arts Temple with Rabbi Jerry Cutler, who married my cousin, presents Creative Arts Temple Friday Night Live, streaming brief Shabbat services with the Cutlers. The first Friday of every month at 6 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, and their live stream. Check it all out at creativeartstemple.org. Let's wind up the week with our precious friend Wink Martindale. He's doing his vintage visit today called Those Were the Days from 1 to 3 p.m. on the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. You can find out everything about this wonderful man at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey Pals, business starts off always with Ascend Insurance. And we say hello to Dennis Van Buskirk. I love saying this, and I can never remember it all. But Joey Pals, Dennis either gets you the same insurance for less money, more insurance for the same money, and there was a third one that I can never remember.
Well, even the same insurance with the same rate, but with having me.
Oh, so, that, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times, you know, people don't know who their agent is, or it's somebody outside the area, or it's a toll-free number, or whatever it may be. But you know, we represent over 30 different companies, so if you want somebody who's local and somebody who you can talk to, and you know, usually most people don't come into our office, but it's nice to know if you did have, you know, something major come up, or if you have some questions, you want to have a face-to-face. Yes. It's always nice to know you can actually go in and talk to somebody. And you're going to get the same people at all times. You know, our turnover yes. rate is, you know, we don't have any. Everybody stays with us, and they've been with us for years. So when you call, we get to know your name. Sometimes some people call too much, but that's okay.
Are you looking
love
at
you
me?
All. We love you. Is he looking
at me, Rick?
No. But we recognize their voice right yes. away. So, but that's okay.
I haven't made a mistake in quite a while.
No.
I've got all my insurances with Dennis, and I've got them all organized now. I probably shouldn't have said that. I probably just jinxed the whole thing.
I was thinking about you the other day, and I reshopped your auto insurance just to make sure you're getting
Kemper.
The best deal. Yes, and you are actually getting the least expensive, so by far.
Thank you.
But that all can change, you know, because everything's been changing here in the insurance industry over the last, year. So, you know, I think your policy expires sometime in September. So we'll have to look at it again.
Next September. I haven't missed it.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. You've been a good girl as of late.
That's a good question. Do you watch all your clients for expiration dates? Does a computer program do that?
The computer sends us documentation usually if you're coming up late. But it's not something that's mandatory for us to call out, because we have over, you know, we have a couple thousand clients.
Hello.
And we'll be on the phone all day, but we try, you know, but it's not something that, which is tough, because if you do it 1 year and another year, then if you don't do it, so why didn't you call me? And
exactly.
Then it's all of a sudden it's our fault that we didn't, you know, call them. So
since this is December 23rd, is there something we should do before the end of the year, all of us? Should we call? Do you want 2,000 phone calls from? What should we do before the year changes?
Well, if I would always, at the end of the year, I've had a few clients just asking to see if they had the best options, the best deals right now. And like I mentioned, right now in the insurance industry, if you are 1 day late on the majority of the insurance companies, they will not reinstate you, give you any grace period.
Oh, my stars.
So it's so that's being difficult. So we're rewriting a lot of people. And what happens is, one of the reasons why the insurance companies are doing that is because they want to underwrite the policies once again. So some of those policies have been on the book for a couple years, or even 10, 15 years, and things have changed in people's lifestyles and never updated their policies. So they really don't update anything during the term, but if it gets canceled, they have an opportunity to relook at the whole package, the whole picture. And if they see something they don't like, they won't take you back. So, you know, to all your listeners out there, make sure you pay your premiums on time. Don't wait 1 day after.
And if you don't, call 760.
Uh-oh, you owe 25 cents in the jar. You said 760.
I 760.
But that's okay. We have 442 all over
yes.
here now. So 760-341-3477.
It's on my speed dial.
So, yeah, so any of your listeners,
please
be careful, you know, because of that grace period. And we don't mind reshopping it, but if we can not have to do that, that's even better. And a lot of these times, especially one of our biggest companies, we write for a company called Mercury.
I've had Mercury.
Yeah,
over
a lot
the
of
years.
I have Mercury myself right now. And then with the underwriting guidelines, it's usually a 30-day hold. So if your policy expires, you'll have to wait 30 days. And nobody wants to go without insurance for 30 days.
Is Mercury auto?
Auto and home, and yeah. Auto
Do
and
I still have
insurance.
Mercury?
No.
Is it with my.
No, you don't. We have
Not with my mortgage?
Not with your mortgage. Oh. We change it to another carrier.
I do not know all this. Do not try this at home alone.
But it's amazing how I could remember all this.
I know. Stuff, you're wonderful. And you speak Spanish.
But I just don't remember all my kids' names.
Yeah. Hello. Do it quick.
Don't.
Do it.
Alex, Nathan, Derek, Dylan, Caleb, and Luke. So
there you go.
That's pretty good. But yeah, so it's you know, it's a good time of the year to definitely reevaluate and relook at all your coverages, what you have. You know, unfortunately, a lot of these insurance companies, auto insurance has not really increased over the last year, but they're going to.
You said everything's going to.
Everything. What happened was, because of COVID, the state of California insurance department's kind of put a stop of all these increases, but now we're getting over that. And so all these insurance companies, all their requests to increase their premiums have been denied, but now they're being accepted. So almost every single company is going to have a rate increase. And don't blame us agents, because it's not our fault. But so when you get that, you know, definitely reach out to your insurance agent, preferably give us a call so we can reshop it for you. And then with homeowners insurance too, it's happening with home insurance.
My mortgage payment has my insurance in it, and it went up $20 or something.
Yeah, you'll see that. And that's pretty, you know, I had a client, their insurance went up $420. So it's for the year. I mean, we're talking about, you know, multi-million-dollar homes. So 420, you know, compared to, you know, for a $4,000 premium is still a lot. But if somebody who's paying $800, $400 is quite a bit more. So it definitely, you know, gives you an outlook of, you know, the things to come. And especially it's tough right now because of everything that's going on.
Gosh,
you know, with
yes.
inflation and everything else. So I know everybody wants to save money. So that's what we're here for.
That's what you're here for. Where's here?
We're in Palm Desert, but we are licensed in California, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, and Texas. So I do have companies out there, and primarily we only have the one office here in California.
Gosh.
I want to keep it small.
Yes,
I want to spend time with my family.
And you've got one of your sons in your office.
I have one of my sons. He just started about a year ago, and I'll probably retire in maybe 9 or 10 years. And then he'll take over. So
that's it.
I'm excited. I have a wonderful staff, as you know.
Yes, as I know.
They're great.
Okay, one of my wonderful listeners, one of my Joey pals, wanted Dennis to comment on this. What was it? The keyless ignition. Oh, somebody stole a car that had keyless ignition, and they didn't understand how that was possible, or were they insured for it? They wanted you to talk about it.
Yeah, it works the kind of, it works the same way as a vehicle that has a key.
But how did they get in?
But, well, it's the same way as they would do if they didn't have a key.
Oh.
Or if they had a key. Okay, so for an example, if with the keyless entry, your key has to be somewhere nearby. If it's in the house, if it's in the house, you can't open it. You have to be within a couple of feet.
Right.
So you have to have a key. And if you have a key with a, you know, with the vehicle that needs a key to start, it's the same thing. You have the key. So they broke in like any other way, broke the window or shipping it. So it, the only way to restart that is to start the vehicle is to either have the key nearby, go and just, a lot of people go through the garage, you know, and they steal the key or the garage door opener or through the vehicle. So there's many other things that I've heard of it being done. And matter of fact, I had one of my clients' cars get stolen just recently over the last week.
No.
Here in the valley. So hopefully they'll find it, and you know, and he wants his car back. And I don't like when clients have claims because you know, that's not good for us either.
Ho, ho.
So yeah, so it's in.
See, I thought maybe they had an override device to override the keyless ignition.
Not that I'm aware of, but you know, I wouldn't pass anything by any, you know, any thieves,
computer person. So,
exactly. But it, the insurance companies know by your vehicle ID number that which what your car has. So when they your claim would be covered if your car gets stolen, whether you have a keyless entry or not. So it wouldn't make a difference on your premiums. Usually the newer vehicles are usually less expensive to insure.
Why?
Just the fact that they're more, they have more safety features. They're it's easier to get parts for them in an older vehicle. A lot of people say, oh, my vehicle is getting old. Why am I still paying the high premiums? It's because it's harder to get parts for that vehicle.
Of course.
And so it makes it more difficult. So, you know, it's there's a lot of variables that come into my place, but you know, give us a call. We can answer any questions you may have.
I know it by heart. The website is Ascend, ASCENDINS.com.
Right now, I just want to tell your listeners before we go, health insurance is only open 65 and under until the 31st of January. So we've been helping a lot of people. And Brady Sandoval has been kind enough. His employees have been calling me when he gets hired him. And I've been helping them with health insurance. So you'll see him and hear from him a little bit later from the program.
Yeah, he's on the show today.
Wonderful. So thank you, Barry.
Brady.
Brady.
And Barry.
And Barry. But so right now, 31st of January, any changes, any new plans, give us a call. We can definitely do that for you as well.
And we're going to stick with, let's see if I can do it now. You either get the same insurance for less money, you get more insurance for the same money, or you get the same insurance with Dennis.
With me.
Did I do it right?
You did great.
It's Joey English with Dennis Van Buskirk. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.